This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. 4 years is an eternity in the tech economy, and Foursquare has just turned four. We're talking about the app that knows where you are and lets a person check into physical locations and tell their social media friends about it. We caught up this week with the CEO and co-founder, Dennis Crowley, celebrating the fourth birthday in a location where he first unveiled Foursquare, the monthly New York tech meetup.
This was really the first time that my co-founder and I, we showed the ideas in public. And I don't think we even had a prototype. We just had screenshots of what we, you know, what we were hoping to have. And I think we rushed over from my apartment in the East Village, which is where we were working, and came here and, you know, pitched ourselves for the first time. But now, 4 years later, and we're big. We have 30 million users. We have 160 people in the company, three different offices set up. People have given us 3 billion check-ins, and now the big exciting stuff for us is how do we take all that data and turn it into these magical pieces of software that help people discover great things in the real world.
Crowley says Foursquare is working on ways to predict where willing customers might be 20 minutes later and what they might want to know when they get there.
We think a lot about how do we monetize the products that we've built. We know about who your best customers are because they check in all the time. We know who the people are that spend a lot of time in the neighborhood because they check into the neighborhood. We know whether they've been to your shop or not been to your shop, and we have a really good idea of whether they'd like it or not. And now it's our job to figure out how do we help those merchants connect with, you know, their best customers and who could potentially be their best customers if only they knew about that particular place.
Think custom coupons, for instance. Foursquare was reportedly valued at more than $700 million during a deal last year, but some investors remain skeptical about the company's ability to ultimately generate lots of cash. Also, the review site Yelp, Google, and even Facebook are edging in on Foursquare's location-based data mining. And finally, an irony, courtesy of the man at the helm of a company that depends on digital screens.
I find it annoying sometimes when people pay more attention to what's on the screen than what's happening in real life. A big challenge for a lot of developers is like, how do we build these things that are still great, that can really change the way that people experience the physical world, but do it in a way that people don't have to be glued to their screens? Which is why, you know, I like the idea of, hey, Foursquare will buzz you when it's time to look at it. Like, don't check it every 10 minutes. Like, we'll let you know when it's interesting. And if it's not the phone in your pocket, maybe like the watch buzzes, maybe something you're wearing buzzes, but you know, whatever we can do to get more people interacting face-to-face as opposed to screens, I think is kind of interesting.
Dennis Crowley, the CEO and co-founder of Foursquare.